Beautiful souls, welcome, welcome. I'm 20. Hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into conscious relationships. Today I'm going to share with you something about the sacral chakra, or the second chakra, or the Svadhisthana. Conscious we become of how our energy moves through our body, through the seven flowering chakras, the more we work to move our energy in healthier ways. The more we move our energy in healthier ways, the more we discover that which is cosmic, infinite, and unconditional in us. In our last video series, we opened the Muladhara Chakra, or the Root Chakra, now moving up to the second level, the Svadhisthana, or Sacral Chakra. The fundamental quality of this chakra is pure creativity and attention, not having any burden by the ego. This chakra works on an instinctual level, but it still remains unconscious, containing mysterious primal desires, especially sexual and tantric. But opening the sacral chakra isn't about enhancing sexuality. It's more about focusing primal energies upon greater awareness, so that we can enjoy the flow of life. The Svadhisthana is where the different samskaras, impressions, or our potential karmas, or further simplifying, our deep desires lay dormant, waiting to be expressed. It's tapping into the latent primal intuition of the unconscious realm hidden within the emotions and desires of the human condition. The sacral chakra is symbolized by a vermilion orange lotus with six petals, representing the six modes of consciousness: affection, ruthlessness, vision, direction, and doubt. It is located near the cortex, or tailbone, just above the Muladhara Chakra, while its central activation point is the pubic bone that is just under our belly button. It is associated with the element of water, the crescent moon in the flower, the sense of taste, confidence, sexual vitality, and its primary planet is the moon. The direct translation of Svadhisthana is one's own abode. The deity associated with this chakra is the four-armed god Varuna, who is often depicted riding on a crocodile named Makara. Varuna is the god of water in the underworld, personifying the power of the body's liquid elements, that is the blood, lymph, semen, urine, saliva. This is why the moon planet is such a powerful symbol with this chakra, as it controls the moving tides in our waters. When this chakra is balanced, we feel full of wonder and awe for our connection to the greater cosmos. We're more adaptable and able to go with the flow of life, not controlling everything around us. with the activation of Svadhisthana, we begin to develop a sense of personality and self-esteem. As our body awareness increases, and so does our sense of groundedness and emotional intuition. The majority of people experience a blockage of this chakra, usually because of nature deprivation and an overall lack of awareness of the interconnectedness of all things. When this chakra is blocked, we may feel an inability to ground ourselves, jealousy, guilt, not able to set healthy boundaries, not able to say no when we want to, and attach too much importance on immediate gratification. Nothing seems good enough because we are never satisfied and depression inevitably ensues. Also, eating disorders tend to be a manifestation of an imbalanced sacral chakra. The color of this chakra is orange. Orange is an energizing and creative color. It promotes a feeling of warmth and security. This color brings to the mind thoughts and feelings of passion, pleasure, and sexuality. Orange can make you feel sensual, safe, and abundant. The planet associated is Jupiter. When activated, this chakra radiates confidence and sexual magnetism. When blocked, it creates guilt, shame, lack of self-confidence. Now, you may observe Sagittarians and Pisces people have a very powerful sacral chakra. Jupiter is the ruling planet of this sacral chakra, and Jupiter is also the ruling planet of Sagittarius. So consider the expansions of sexual arousal and pregnancy that occur in this region of the body by birthing new ideas, new creative projects, new endeavors. Sagittarius has a boundless optimism in life, and all of their projects can be seen as expansions, like filling a belly. Mostly, Sagittarians in physical appearance have a protruding or a profound belly. Just observe. Pisces, the Pisces' ability to interact and achieve in the non-verbal sphere is powered by this sacral chakra. Jupiter is their ancient ruling planet, which assists them in moving into big projects without the hassle of getting too organized or too controlled. Jumping in with a thrust is a vital part of their power chakra. Now, the Svadhisthana is located in the area above the sexual organs, so it represents sensorial consciousness, erotism, imagination, and it is associated with a creative potential energy that is our life force. On a psychic level, this center of force determines desires, imagination, even hallucinations, sensuality, need of having a family. On a physical level, it controls the assimilation, procreation, lymphatic system and menstrual secretions. The improper activation of this chakra may have as effect an aspiration of the psychic or the person downwards, causing agitation and mental confusion. Means if the person stays stuck here and does not move further on the next chakra, this is nature of state. People influenced mainly, or the people who have a very strong sacral chakra, are quite impressionable. They have an active and vivid imagination, as well as the aptitude of verbalizing their perceptions, which makes them excellent in the field of guiding, giving guidance, or healing. These people, these psychics and these healers, they are very tuned in to their own emotions, their own sacral chakra. That is why they can very well tune into other people's emotions, understand them, and help them to heal. The main idea corresponding to the second chakra is respect each other without judgment. It applies to any interactions we have with other people and to any new life form. From a spiritual point of view, each relationship we develop, from the most formal to the most intimate, has the role of helping us become more aware and to evolve spiritually. The energies specific to the second chakra symbolize on the physical level all our relationships, understood as being essentially spiritual messengers, trying to teach us lessons, trying to help us to grow, to evolve. Through this interaction, we discover, as in a mirror, our own qualities and faults, and we have the opportunity to enhance the good and eliminate the bad. Energy characteristic to the first chakra, represented by the group mentality, is divided in polarities at this level. The polarity is male female, man woman, feminine masculine, or the yin and the yang. Understanding this polarity equals with understanding the message transmitted by this second level. The existence of the dualistic energies ensures that we are attracted in certain relationships in order to understand ourselves, showing us what we lack. The opposites attract, right? This is a well-known law, and this law determines us to assimilate from the people we have relationships with, the very qualities they have but we lack. So the challenge of this second chakra is learning to interact on a cautious level with others, trying to observe. And this interaction represents a great support in our spiritual development. Passing the limit of group choices, which we mentioned in the video regarding the Muladhara Chakra, now we need to learn to make the difference between positive and negative choices. The choice is itself a process of creation. At this level, creativity is a form of evolution. The creative energy needs to be allowed to manifest freely and completely at this level, because this creativity pulls us up from routine and limitations. One of the lessons we need to learn is that choice is a creative act of our spiritual power, and the responsibility of our actions is entirely ours. Now, our inner power will never grow if we allow ourselves to be seduced by temptations of money, fashion, or uncontrolled eroticism. Even though the person has overcome the first limit, that particular person does not have yet the inner strength required to plainly manifest his or her own individuality or qualities. All these manifestations related to fashion, to money, to high life affairs are connected to this level. If we truly desire to be one with our life, we do not need to go outwardly finding happiness in all these materialistic things, but we need to direct our attention inside our own being. The sufferings and discontentments that we have to put up to never occur due to unfavorable social external circumstances, but to our own thoughts and attitudes. That is, before pointing the fingers on others, we need to examine our own behavior, right? At this level, we need to discover our genuine inner motives, the ones that make us act and react one way or the other, our inner beliefs. At this point, our journey to perfection requires that we approach our relationships in a superior manner. We need to make choices in which we need to transcend duality. That is, you and me should become us. As long as we focus on controlling other people or concentrate on power play games, we maintain conflicts within ourselves. Seeing ourselves and the others closely united, we will gain different idea about life. Another characteristic of the center of force is the need of having a family. Unlike the first center of force, where essential was the fight for survival of the individual and of the group, here the stress is laid upon but perpetuating the species. At this level, the creative sexual desire comes forth. Here, sexuality is a way of expression, indicating a facility in relating or connecting to the people around us. So the more open, the more profound is our attitude towards sexuality, the greater is our possibility of evolving spiritually. The control of the sexual energy is imposed at this level in order to be able to move forth. Well, that was all for today. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned till my next video. If you wish to join our Facebook group, the link is below in the description box. And if you wish to listen to my podcast, the link is below in the description box as well. So, have a good time.